Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. The uniforms are out. We have uniforms.
Are you going to downplay? Let's stop. Are you going to all of a sudden hike your leg and poo-poo because you're bored already with all the uniform talk?
No, I'm actually disappointed in you because I didn't know you were gonna turn into a boomer wine fest.
Oh, so you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's what I'm upset with. But
so
no,
you
I'm,
are going to do that.
I'm happy they have new uniforms. I'm very happy that they have new uniforms. They're finally here, man.
My opinion that we will get to later has nothing to do with being a boomer or whining.
Oh, it does.
It does not.
Oh.
It absolutely does not. It has to do with one of the biggest reasons that people are going to react a certain way to these uniforms. Has nothing to do with the past. and I'm going to be adamant about that. Has nothing to do with boomers or the Oilers or anything. It has something to do with a raw emotion as old as time and is still very prevalent right now. Pettiness.
Over 20 years ago, the Houston Texans came to town. They haven't changed uniforms since. Today, they finally changed the uniforms. It wasn't the smoothest process to get here. I'm not going to lie to you folks.
Yeah.
They announced that they were going to change the uniforms. Then, they took about 49 trillion surveys. Multiple leaks. Hope that perhaps Columbia Blue would return. And now we have uniforms, John Lopez. The uniforms are out. The Houston Texans have just put it out on their social medias. Let's react with you, the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. To these uniforms. John Lopez, started off with your overall thoughts. There are four. There is a home. There is an away. We've already seen the away. It's the white. And then there are two alternates. One red and one a number of colors.
All right. Let me go through what they have released so far. Just so people who do not have access right now, their first release was 3 minutes ago, built to be bold, hashtag H-Town made, and it was sort of the shadowy, dark, you know, smoky kind of, we all know, we've seen those types of videos before, of just a glimpse of starting out with the road uniform, which was the one that was leaked.
The white one.
The white one, and it's Christian Harris, and it's, I'm trying to say, oh, Tank Dell is on there. A couple of others. So it's very, very much sort of just like a hint at everything that they're doing. And at the very end, they show some of the red uniform, which is going to be the alternate red. And then they have another video they dropped, very much Texas thematic, yeah. The Texas theme with bulls and cowboys and ranches.
So what do you think of the uniforms,
and
John?
I'm going to get to that. And then they show all the other uniforms and the logo, etc. Cal McNair with the hat, all that
there
stuff.
There we go.
Then they drop a logo, a a picture of all the uniforms on one logo. I'm sorry, Landry. What do you want me to do?
I want you to tell me what you think of the uniforms.
I'm going to tell you what I think of the uniforms.
I want to just sit here and watch the video and break it down. Tell me what you think of the
uniforms. We've been waiting for months to hear what John Lopez got to say.
John Lopez says he wants to summarize videos.
There are people who don't have access to what we're seeing.
Come on, man. Tell the people what you think of the uniforms. That's what we're here for.
Let me explain.
Do you like it or not?
I will. I will tell you. It's 10:03, for God's sake.
Tell the people. It just dropped. We've been teasing this for a minute.
All right. So then describe the uniforms then, because they have dropped the images.
I'll tell you what I think. I'll start with the uniforms. I think the white uniforms are the best ones. I think the white uniforms are going to be classics. We've seen Tank Dell in them. We've seen Nico Collins in them. I think when it comes to this era of Houston Texans football, big games are won on the road. Players tend to make white uniforms look great. I think they look great on the players. I think when it comes to big-ass games, whether it's going to Kansas City, whether it's going to Baltimore, the Texans in those white uniforms, I think that is going to be perhaps the uniform of this era. That is going to be the one that we remember. That is going to be the one we look back on fondly. The alternates, I think it leaves the possibility open for a lot of merchandise. Now, I look at these. The red ones are pretty loud. The other alternates, there's a lot going on there. I'm going to have to see what they look like on the field before I say what exactly I think of those. I hope perhaps they wear those at home a little bit, because I think the home uniforms, sorry, they stink. The home uniforms are a downgrade. They drop the ball significantly. You can't tell whether they're black or blue. So I think they went 3 out of 4, but I think when it comes to the home uniforms, I think they dropped the ball.
All right, so the biggest differences in these uniforms. The red uniform, the alternate red, has like a horn kind of on the helmet. The outline, the image of a horn on the helmet. And then the alternate blues, the one that was released, has that sort of old English H on it. But here's what I think about the uniforms. I will tell you right now, as people are forming their own opinions. If you look at the picture of what the Texans tweeted out, all the uniforms, there is one thing significantly missing, right?
Want to elaborate?
There is one thing that people, including the Texans, seem to be very adamant about that's missing. The only H-Town blue, outside of a little bit of piping and something very bizarre that we're going to get to here in a minute, where they actually put a little bit more of the H-Town blue. The only place where the H-Town blue is prevalent is on the alternate home blue uniform. So here's my reaction. You want my reaction on these uniforms? No matter what you talk about with these uniforms, they're very good. They just fell a little bit short, is what I would say. They fell overall a little bit short. Now, am I being unfair? Maybe. But I'm with you. The home uniform, you can't really tell the difference.
A downgrade.
You can't really tell the difference between the home uniform they had and the one now.
Except that you wonder, is that black? Oh,
exactly.
It's a different blue. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not. The home uniforms, they missed the boat. That was a big miss by them, the homes.
Road uniforms are cool. Good job. Can't really say a whole lot bad about that. The alternates, the blue alternate really is probably my favorite of the bunch. I like the design, the mix of the blue and the H-Town blue on the helmet and the dark blue and then the red on the jersey. But it's not what people were really expecting in terms of the dominant color. And that's what I'm saying. Then the red uniform.
I don't know. Like, I always thought that, like, just talking to old school Texans fans. Go ahead real quick.
And then the red uniforms, frankly, outside of the helmet, not that different from the red uniforms they already had.
And I always thought that was a mixed review. I think that even traditional old-school Texans fans, I think that was like a clean split where 50% hated all red, 50% loved all red. Yeah. I didn't think that there was a craving for all red as much. I almost would have liked to see the red pants with like a white jersey or something like that. But I think that these alternates, there's a lot of potential. Even in the picture, you see Tank Dell. Mm-hmm. He's wearing a red undershirt underneath the alternates. So I think
that's
H-Town
blue gloves, but that's not part of the uniform.
And he's got H-Town blue shoes. So I think that there's a lot of possibilities there. I think they can make them look good. But these home uniforms, man, those are
So here's why, Figgy, I want to get your opinion on this too, because you've been in on this, but why I think they're good.
And he's
good,
got the most style, let's be honest.
Well, why I think they're good, but they fell a little bit short. They fell short for anyone who was expecting H-Town Blue. They fell short.
Yeah.
They fell short for anyone that was expecting a white helmet. That was also talked about. And they fell short in the sense of what the traditional uniform that we've had for 22 years really looks like. It's pretty much the same. Even the road outside of the shoulder piping is kind of the same.
Yeah, it's a little more icy. It's a little more icy. Figgy, your thoughts on the four unis?
Yeah, so the home and away, I think to me they kind of look a little similar. I know the blue is a little darker, closer to the black, but I think they kind of look a little similar outside of the numbers and the stripes on the side and stuff like that. My favorite is the alternate, the one with the H on the helmet.
Yeah.
I think, to me, I like that they stepped outside of their box.
Yes.
They didn't keep it just traditional. I like that they have that as the alternate. It's not like a uniform you'll wear every game, but it's just something a little different they can wear twice a year.
Yeah, the merchandise possibilities are through the roof. I do think that. You did mention, J-Lo. You didn't mention.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of hope, and it wasn't pulled out of nowhere. There was a lot
of... No, it was them.
Talk. I mean, I mean, there was talk right here on this show about H-Town Blue. H-Town Blue. There was merch dropped. Hell, they dropped a video last week where there was in the background a full H-Town Blue jersey that had a lot of people excited. I think Tyler Milner's in there crying right now because there's not a full Oilers uniform. I think he wanted to wear them all wear white shoes like Billy White Shoes Johnson or something like that. So there was no H-Town Blue. How do you think people will handle that?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how they do, but I don't think it's going to – I think a lot of people are going to realize that they kind of fell short of what the expectation, the promise was. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad. I think they're good uniforms, but they're not going to be like, oh, my gosh, really wowing people with that color and other things. I also feel like – the Texans' new uniforms gave us hints that they really, really wanted that H-Town Blue in it, but they couldn't use it as the dominant color because of a certain conniving shrew in Nashville.
But we knew that.
Yeah, but they gave us hints.
But we knew that.
You may not see this yet.
Oh, God.
You may not know this yet.
I actually think this is the most pitiful thing about the uniforms.
It might be.
I think this is a sales pitch is the most pitiful thing about the uniforms. If,
when you look at the new uniforms and you're going to say, like the regular home uniforms, keep in mind the alternates you can only use two times, right? The home uniform, you're like, well, that doesn't look much different. Where's the H-Town Blue? Well... You know, on the inside of your collar, you can see me doing this on YouTube and Twitch. The inside of your collar where it says, like, in most of my shirts say Columbia or Polo or whatever your favorite shirt is, you know, where it says XXL, that's going to have a little H-Town logo in H-Town Blue. Inside the jersey that no one will ever be able to see.
Yeah. What do you think? How does that make you feel?
Again, they fell a little short. But I don't – here's the thing. All right, so people are like, are you going to talk like this in front of Cal and Hannah? Yes. I mean, we're going to tell them what we think, but I don't blame them. It's Amy Adams Strunk.
I think that we already knew that they weren't going to be able to get this H-Town Blue. They said they talked to 10,000 people. John McClain said Amy Adams wasn't going to let that happen.
No.
So the fact that they talked about it as much as they did, it should be no surprise that you weren't able to get full H-Town Blue. So I do blame them. I don't blame Amy Adams because this was common knowledge. It wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I don't want like resemblance of Oilers uniforms. I'm actually okay with it. But I do think that the promise was pushed as far as it could. And it's easy to sit there and point at the stanky one, Amy Adams Stank, and everything that she stands for. But They should have known this, especially, I mean, you put in all these research and stuff. You knew that you weren't going to get the H-Town Blue.
But did they always know that?
They should have.
Because maybe they should have. But see, I think that they went into it thinking, well, it's just a color. It's a similar color. It's a Houston color that has been around since like the 1930s. How could anyone say, well, we can't use this color? So I think what the compromise was is, and I'm going to ask them. I mean, they could say, you know, get lost. Was there a compromise with the H-Town Blue? Because the fact that it's on the inside of the back of the collar and that's it, like you can't even see it unless you know, unless guys are running around holding the back of their jersey open. And the fact that it's very lightly done on the alternate uniforms tells me that they wanted it. They wanted it to be a part of the uniform, but they had to compromise because Amy Adams said, no, 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 you can't have it as a dominant color. So they got it in there, but it's just more of a compromise. And then the other good thing, and we've talked about this all week, you can have that color jersey in the store. In fact, it's probably there right now.
Yeah.
You can have T-shirts.
Man, there's a big-ass line for the merch.
Was there?
Big-ass line for the merch. They're going to sell out today.
Yeah.
They're going to sell out. The party's going to be sick, too. 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice. Figgy, you're more stylish than all of us, man.
Appreciate that.
What do you think about these uniforms? I don't think that's too much of a compliment. I think some things don't even need to be said. But what are your thoughts on the H-Town Blue, the lack of H-Town Blue?
I'm actually okay with it. I think it's a blessing in disguise, man. I think it's just the right amount of blue you need. I think with the home and away jerseys, I think a lot of people didn't want a big change with that. I know some people that did, but I felt like they didn't want to change too much into the home and away jerseys. And I think they tried to get a little creative with the alternates. And I honestly think that's the right amount of H-Town Blue, man. I don't need a whole uniform of H-Town Blue.
You know,
I think it's perfect.
One thing about that alternate uniform that you're talking about, the darker blue with the H-Town logo, kind of looks like a Titans jersey, like a Titans uniform.
So some people are saying.
Yeah.
Some people are saying.
If I had to change something to that one, I wish it wasn't dark blue. I wish they could have went with the white.
Yeah, white.
I think white would have looked super fly.
I think all white would have been nice.
That would have been dope.
Just that being all white, little whiteout action. Mm-hmm. Kind of maybe even like stick out that blue a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. The reaction, I think, is for the most positive.
We'll see. Yeah,
I would say for the most
it's a lot of positive comments on the Sports Radio Assistant YouTube channel.
Yeah, there are some positives. It seems like people are liking, like, oh, Peace Dog says Oilers are loser colors, so he didn't want the Oilers. We tip our hats to others. There's other stuff. So there's it's mixed, and that's what it should be. It should be mixed.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to see what the fans thought. Because we can have our opinions. And like I said, they're good. I like them. I just felt I was a little bit short. I think some people are going to feel like they fell a little bit short with what was promised and talked about is all.
Yeah, as far as the blue?
Yeah.
Some people might be relieved.
Yeah.
Some people might be relieved. Said.
I think it's a blessing in disguise, man. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I like the color, the actual color, but let's be real, man. No color is a bad look.
713-572-4610. If you want to get in, give your take about the uniforms. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they're going to join us in the 11 a.m. hour. The Texans have dropped uniforms. Texans two sleeps away from the draft. We have Clint Sterner's take. He's a huge uniform guy. Clint Sterner, at Clint Sterner on Twitter. He's going to follow us at 2 o'clock, as he always does with Ron Hughley. He says the red uni is fire. The alternate is H-Town through and through. The away whites are simple but super clean. The home is traditional Texan, stays true to the OG uni. So he likes it. So he said that Dougie V showed out. So there you go. Clint Sterner, big fan. I think that's four thumbs up right there.
Yeah, that's all four.
Oh, there you're all four.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the homes. I like the other three. I think the roads are going to end up being the best. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. More to react to when it comes to these Texans uniforms, and also just a look at the biggest change. We know this is a once in the history of the franchise change, but there's an even bigger change going on that's going to play out right in front of your eyes. Don't go anywhere. In the Loop continues on Uniform Unveiling Day next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, the uniforms are out. Pictures are coming through fast and furious. Tank Dell, man, I got to tell you, the alternate, he knows how to accessorize. He's got the Columbia blue, H-Town blue, whatever you want to call it, gloves and shoes. Got the red socks. The uniforms, I think people are fans. People are excited. It's something new. They definitely needed something new. There's no doubt. The critics will be coming out. The Texans... I think the Texans fan base is kind of rallying together. They're glad there was actually a change. The other fan bases, the Titans fan base, they're going to come out and it's going to be just a complete
It's about to be a war
back and forth.
It's about to be a war on social media.
My biggest complaint: I do not like the homes. They look borderline black. They look, it's a different shade of blue. I'm not big on the homes. I also would have liked to have seen perhaps the red helmet as the main helmet, although I know that some people probably wouldn't like that. And maybe even a white helmet being thrown into the mix as the third. But other than that, I think it's been successful. I do think the merchandise, I mean, the days of just the generic Texans logo on the cap and you trying to make something of that, I think those are gone. I also think that since the NFL doesn't sanction all merch, there's going to be some even better opportunities for merch, because that's one of the things that Doug has done a really good job of.
Here's where I this would be my one criticism, and I don't know if what factors went into this. I'm with you on the home jersey. I think a lot of people are going to be somewhat disappointed that the alternate blue, which I loved from the first day, I told you and Figgy on the way out, that's my favorite one right there. With the one with the H logo and all that stuff. Why couldn't that have been the everyday home and the alternate, like an old school throwback of the regular home?
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams do that. Like, they'll throw their older uniform.
Man, if you're rocking those at home, those every alternates, game. Ooh-wee.
If you could make that alternate the every, I'm going to ask Callan Hanna about that too, if that was discussed. If you could have made that alternate home the every game home.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty sweet.
I think the issue is, I think a lot of people like the regular uniform, so they didn't want to tick off a lot of people. I think so. I ain't see too many people complaining.
I don't know.
The only complaint I keep seeing is I want more of the H-Town blue. But I think a lot of people like the regular
uniform. But on the shoulder, if you look on the shoulder, of the alternate home, it's the old logo. It's the Texans Bull logo on their shoulders with the H on the helmet. I think if that was the everyday home, and I like them, I think it was a good job, but I'd have been even more excited.
CJ, what's up? What do you think of the uniforms?
Yeah, man. As a Houston guy, I love the fact that they tried to get the blue in there, but I feel like they kind of went about it the wrong way. I understand that with the Titans that they had to probably fight to get that, but they should have, if they were going to do it that way, then they should have put the H-Town blue and the red. That would have been a way to infuse the Texans battle red with the H-Town blue. I think that would have brought it together a lot more, and you have it in two uniforms, not just one. Because it looks like a little bit like they were like kind of timid to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I like
the red would have popped. The red would have popped with the baby blue, with the H-Town blue, man. It would have looked perfect, and you have it in two uniforms, and then it would have been a merger of Texans and Oilers fans together, because the Texans started battle red, and we all know H-Town blue is our color. So it would have infused it better, and I would have felt like we stood on something rather than we kind of just took what we could get and just ran with that one. And they should have made it all black. If they were going to do that, they should have went on ahead and did matte black instead of this dark blue. But outside of that, I love it. I'm still going to give me a CJ jersey. I'm still going to get a Tank Dell jersey. And I can't wait for this team to get on the field.
All right, there you go. There you go.
I don't know about that matte black, but.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah, but
although it does look kind of black.
It do.
We're being honest.
It does. But a little bit. And I'm, as much as I wanted them to have that alternate H-Town blue jersey, just as a tribute, as a throwback. And by the way, that's certainly not a boomer thing, because they wanted it. The Texans wanted it.
Did they?
Yes, we know that.
But do we know that, or did they know they couldn't get it?
Did they know they couldn't get it,
but just wanted to make it look like they got it? Because if you were to talk to John McClain, John McClain told you there was no chance.
He literally said it in the meeting. I know. But from what we were told, the Texans wanted that. So it's a matter of like just a tribute to Houston, and that color is not just Oilers, it's Houston. But anyway, put that aside. As much as I wanted all that, a little bit of that same H-Town blue.
I actually think it's the perfect amount when you look at it.
No, I'm saying on the other jerseys.
When you see the angles, I actually think it's like the perfect amount. When you see the one that the Houston Texans put out, I think it's like a really, really nice amount of H-Town blue. And then you factor in the gloves and you factor in the cleats. You got Jimmy Ward, and you got Tank Dell catching the rock. I mean, it's pretty nice. Yeah, that is Jimmy Ward, right? Yeah, I guess they took these earlier. That's definitely not Stephon Diggs.
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah,
I was looking. I couldn't tell.
That's Stephon Diggs. I'm pretty sure that's Jimmy Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's actually the nice amount of the blue right there. I actually think they might have hit that.
So are you with me? The moment I saw this uniform, it was my favorite.
Mine is the road, because I think the road is going to end up being the legendary uniform of this era. And I just like the all whites. I like the all white vibe going into Kansas City winning. You're going on the road. You got the all whites. Guys are spatted up. They're doing different things. I also think, like, as far as buying a jersey, the white jersey, there's just so much more you can do with it. So I like the all whites. I like the alternates. I don't know how I feel about the red on red. I actually thought that was kind of a polarizing topic among old school Texans fans. They called them the ketchups. Do you like the ketchup uniforms?
I just even now as I'm looking with actual players, not out of shape models in them. Look at Tank Dell right there. Man.
Yeah, look at Tank Dell.
Imagine that if that's the every
hell is Petrie doing.
If that's the everyday
is that a
home
model?
Uniform.
Is that the model? Oh, that's Petrie. My bad. Goodness gracious.
Oh, that's cool.
Come on, man. Look at that. look at the alternate video and tell me that. And then look at Tank Dell rocking the uniform. And then look at Petrie.
Next to Petrie. He's like, hey, Dad.
But look at the way Tank's rocking it compared to Petrie.
That should have been the everyday home uniform, man. And make the old school one the alternate. People like that. Hey, look, that's the uniform we wore back in the day, you know?
Yeah, I think they did. I think they did an interesting job. I think the most telling thing here right now, and this is the biggest year transformation that we've seen, is, and I remember looking at it like it was yesterday. You know, there's reason for optimism. There's hope. You just hired D'Amico. You're feeling good. But at the end of the day, you don't really have a good football team.
Right.
And Cal and Hannah are grinding their ass off. I mean, they are out there. They're mingling with the people. They show up to the draft party. They're making the rounds at the draft party. They're taking pictures. They're chilling. And that was really, like, if you go back, that was the first real exciting event that the Texans had, I would say, in damn near 3 years.
Yeah.
Because the draft party was full. Everybody was excited. Everybody was pumped. But you still didn't know that you had, like, a real good football team. You just had that little ounce of hope. And in a short time, here we are. You've completely revamped the roster. You've increased the excitement. People are saying things that they haven't said here in a long time. And you've rebranded and created these new uniforms. And now Cal and Hannah, like, I don't even know that they could even walk in the same manner in which they walked in last year.
Yeah.
Because the popularity has increased that much.
Make no mistake, had they done this exact thing, these exact same uniforms 2 years ago, it wouldn't feel quite the same. Because it was a bad team with bad organization.
Kyle, what's up? What do you think of the unis?
Go.
Hello?
You're too late, buddy. You got to be ready to go.
Be ready to go.
Damn it, man.
It's your airtime, my friend. Yeah. Can't have dead air, brother.
No.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I am intrigued to hear what Cal and Hannah say about this. You're going to ask them about the blue.
I got a bunch of questions
for you. You're hanging on to the blue, huh?
Put set that aside. We won't even talk about that because you're being weird about it. But anyway, I got a bunch of questions for them. One of which is going to be that alternate uniform thing. I really feel that should be is there still time to change that?
You want to change the...
Make that the everyday home. It's a badass uniform.
I think they like the home.
I know they like the home, but you can make that the alternate. You can still use it twice a year.
They love the home, man.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really intrigued by the home.
And of course I'm going to ask them about the model.
Which model?
The one from the reveal. The one that was leaked.
The four models?
Of course.
That was for lighting, John.
Yeah, sure it was. And then I'm going to ask them about at what point, this is the key question here, and they're listening right now, I'm sure, as they're driving in, so I'm going to give them a little heads up here. At what point do other owners see what you're working on? I think that's going to be key.
At what point do the other owners get to take a look?
Yeah, or know what you're doing. That you're going to be changing your uniforms.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
And you know what I'm getting at with that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Coming up, let's localize it. So Zach Wilson got traded for peanuts yesterday. I don't think we realize, with how good the vibes are right now, I don't think we realize how close we could have been to where the Jets were with Zach Wilson. Let's localize it. Cal and Hannah McNair coming up in the next 20 minutes here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll be right back.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
John Hannah on their way. They'll be here in 20 minutes. I want to touch on one of the big stories in the NFL yesterday. The Zach Wilson trade. Zach Wilson was traded to the Broncos. They swapped 7th and 6th round picks. They also are picking up half the salary and the number two pick in the 2021 draft. I think it's safe to say he's beyond bust territory. It's kind of a disaster. When you have a quarterback you feel as good about as C.J. Stroud, who was the number two pick 2 years later, it's very, very easy to kind of point and laugh. But I find myself wondering,
yeah,
how close could the Houston Texans have been to perhaps landing Zach Wilson? And the answer for me is I think it might be closer than we may think. And let's go back in time. January 28th, 2021. Deshaun Watson demands a trade. Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. You immediately see him kind of plotting to make himself look legendary. I remember Jim Trotter went on Rich Eisen's show and said, oh, they're documenting this whole thing. This is going to be revolutionary. Jalen Ramsey, another David Mulligetta client, was saying, oh, this is completely going to change the game. And the Texans were kind of at the mercy of Deshaun Watson. That was one of the first things that Nick Caserio had to speak on. You had a disgruntled quarterback that was trying to force his way out of town. He also had a lot of leverage. And all along the way, you had chatter that Deshaun Watson perhaps wanted to be in Miami, perhaps wanted to be in New York. There were seeds planted that he wanted to be in New York. In fact, here's Craig Carton talking about his interaction with Watson's team and fuel being added to the fire of Deshaun Watson perhaps ending up in New York as quarterback of the Jets.
I know that Deshaun Watson was in New York. My main man, Deshaun Watson's in town. I reached out or connected my tweet to the marketing agent. And I said, go get Deshaun Watson. He's in New York right now. The agent liked the tweet.
So that means Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets. That confirms it.
That means I'm about to unearth. And
get me Deshaun.
We will do our part to try to get Deshaun Watson here.
So there you go. And there was all the buzz. And I think this is relevant because, A, it's coming directly from Watson's camp. B, the man that he's referring to, who's also C.J. Stroud's marketing guy, Brian Burney, has New York ties. Deshaun wanted the spotlight, all that type of stuff. And, oh, by the way, the New York Jets had the number two overall pick, and Deshaun Watson had a no-trade clause. So the Jets perhaps had the most assets, and they had extra draft equity as well. And Deshaun wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tony Busby came in. March 16th, 2021. Tony Busby tweets about the first Deshaun Watson accuser. We know that was the first of many. It seemed like there were more Tony Busby accuser drops than No Limit album drops back in the 90s, early 2000s. So you had that happen. It made Deshaun Watson untradeable. Texans weren't going to trade Deshaun Watson. They were going to stand firm. Nick Caserio decided to stand firm. And then on April 29th of 2021, the New York Jets selected Zach Wilson with the number two pick in the 2021 NFL draft. You have to wonder, based on the fact that Watson had the leverage, based on the fact that there was interest in New York, based on the fact that New York had the most draft equity, had the Texans been selecting number two overall behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, perhaps they draft Zach Wilson. It wasn't a criticized pick as much as we may have thought. And mm-hmm. we got to think they would have perhaps taken a quarterback. So you got to wonder, with all the stuff that happened, with how helpless things appeared, where you had to hold on to Deshaun Watson, I saw Zach Wilson trade yesterday. I just kind of wondered, damn, could that have been the Texans?
Yeah, no, I did too. And the most interesting part of all this to me, well, two things. The one we've talked about, like just the good fortune. Just the luck, sheer luck of how things broke. But the other thing about this is that had it happened at any point earlier, you know, or later, to be honest, all the Deshaun stuff, that may well have happened. That may well have been something because Deshaun wanted out anyway. Deshaun, at the end of that season, wanted out. So it could well have been the case, and maybe in a weird way, the allegations kind of made it better in the long run for the Texans.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Then March 18, 2022, Texans trade Deshaun Watson to the Browns. They got those two number one picks, first-round picks. They make some moves. And then the next year, C.J. Stroud, number two overall. I feel good about him. There it goes. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes Drew Bledsoe gets hurt, and you end up having Tom Brady. Sometimes other teams select whatever it was, six quarterbacks ahead of Brady. Sometimes the vibes are good. Sometimes it seems like things just can't go your way. If you look at the last few years, even when things appeared to be at their worst, Texans – perhaps some blessings in disguise. And here's the other crazy thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes this even more nuts. We're saying this right now. The Jets might actually think that they got blessed because they didn't trade for Deshaun Watson despite what Zach Wilson was.
Oh, like when I was listening to those guys, like, oh, let's go, Deshaun Watson. I'm like, do they feel that way now?
Up there.
Yeah, do they feel that way now?
Does,
does anyone feel that way now? About Deshaun Watson. So the Jets might be going, whew, dodged a bullet as well.
My goodness. New uniforms are out.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez, reset your thoughts on the unis before Cal and Hannah McNair come through.
Yeah, I like the uniforms by and large. I feel like you were left a little bit short. They didn't quite, finish the job is the right term. Overall, you just fell a little short. It kind of left you wanting a little more. And let me be more specific with that. A little more with the H-Town blue, which was kind of one of the things that they promised and they wanted. That's one. Maybe even a little more with the home jersey change becoming an alternate and the alternates becoming the regular home. I think that would be fire. We're going to ask him about that. And maybe even the white helmet thing. Now, I understand they could maybe use the white helmet, but white helmet was not a predominant part of the new uniforms.
Yeah.
It was good. There's nothing about these uniforms I don't like. If I had to rank them, it'd be alternate blues 1, Rhodes 2, and then tie between the reds and the homes.
Oh, you're tying the homes?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Tie between the reds and the homes.
See, the homes are... last place for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say whites and then the two alternates, although I do want to see what the alternates look like. Tank Dell's given a lot of hope. At the end of the day, I think they have a lot of players who can gear up too.
Like accessorize.
I mean, could you imagine if you took these uniforms and you put it on the 2021 Texans?
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that? Davis Mills out there in the what if Davis Mills and Rex Burkhead were modeling these uniforms?
Oh my gosh! I got an email from someone from Saudi Arabia listening to the show, saying had to listen. Love the uniforms. How about that?
Okay, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay. You sure that's not spam?
No, it's someone I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a split. I don't think too many people are, upset as I don't think I'm not sensing there's as much upset people with the lack of Columbia blue as I
what's the ratio you see right now so far
based on the YouTube. And by the way, Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, you can watch them on YouTube. Go to Sports Radio 610 or just go to YouTube and hop on. You'll be able to see Cal and Hannah in studio. I think it's like 85% approval right
it's very
now.
Much
I don't
much...
see a lot of disappointment.
A lot of approval, and I think what the thing with the H-Town blue is you got just enough on that alternate uniform. I also think a lot of people think that they're going to use that alternate blue more than they actually are. See, that's where I am. That's why I said maybe fell a little bit short, because you can only use those twice. I believe it's twice. Might be three times that you can use alternates. I don't know if you can use the same one all three times, but you can only use those twice. So,
well, they got two alternate, so.
Yeah. So maybe three altogether. We'll ask and we'll figure it out. But I like the fact I like that uniform a lot. I liked it the first night we were there when we got the preview, and I like it more now. I think that's the one. The homes, I'm with you. Just sort of like,
eh,
they look like the old ones.
Eh. Well, yeah. And it's different color. Yeah. It looks blackish.
Yeah, it's a little darker.
Yeah.
Now they're saying it's kind of a tribute to the original Deep steel blue.
You know what I call
midnight
those?
Blue.
Deep steel blue is what they call it. I don't remember it. Being
I'm not
going to
call those the home. I'm going to call those the Spider-Mans.
You're pointing at
yeah,
each
they're
other?
Pointing at each other. Those are the Spider-Mans. That's what the home uniforms
hey,
are. Spider-Mans.
Hey, hey.
Except the old one might actually have his thumb down. Spider-Man edition.
Like, hey.
Man, I just, like, if I'm going to the team shop, I can't fathom.
Buying that?
No, I can't. Like, no. With all the other options, with the white, with the red, with the alternate, I can't fathom buying that home jersey.
I'm telling you right now, the alternate homes are going to be number one. I mean, they are for me.
The hat.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Hit the YouTube on Sports Radio 610. Cal and Hannah coming through. Texans have dropped uniforms, and they are out. So, good vibes all around. Oh, by the way, two sleeps.
Yeah.
Two sleeps till the draft.
Damn, we ain't played that sound there in
that's,
a long
that's
time,
the
man.
Favorite thing yeah. in the world.
The Texans select no one on Thursday. So there you go. Nick Caserio is in the war room.
With the no pick of the first round, the Texans select no one.
The Texans traded up.
Oh, wait, hold on now.
Like, wait a minute.
Coming up, Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. Uniform day continues. Draft week continues. Good vibes continue. YouTube. If you want to check it out. See y'all then. Talk to you then next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.